We're going to take a look at two financial websites that still give us option quotes. Again, it's getting harder and harder to find good option quotes, just as it's getting harder and harder to find good bond quotes, simply because I think the most of the people who are interested in them already have their brokerage firm system that allows them to look at more reliable quoting than what you get for free. So who knows? I don't know. Check out some of the others, and if you find one that you like better than Yahoo or MarketWatch, please let me know. Okay? So let's take a look at Yahoo. By now, I'm assuming you already know how to get into Yahoo and look up the company. We've looked up Johnson & Johnson, only because they're a very large company. And the price as of April 24th, Friday, was $154.86. Give it like $155. So now this is the information that you're used to looking at: the market capitalization, PE ratio, earnings per share, dividend, pre-dividend, and percentage dividend. But we're now going to take a look at the options chain, it's called. Option quotes, it's called the options chain. And it's a little difficult to follow. My apologies. If you made the screen bigger, it would look better, but it bunches things up. But what we're looking at are May options. We could look at the third. Typically, it's the third Friday is the date that most options expire. So we'll take a look at May 15th, the third Friday in May, and you'll notice that these are shaded. These are the calls. These are the options that people are thinking the price is going to go up, and the ones that are shaded are in the money. Why? Because if I have a 150 call option, an option to call Johnson and Johnson at $150, I can buy it away from somebody at 150, even though it's selling for close to 155. And notice that as soon as it goes above 150, it's no longer shaded, and that's because these are out of the money. I can buy Johnson and Johnson for less than $155, less than $157.50, less than $160. So I would not purchase these options to go ahead and buy the stock. If I'm purchasing these options, I'm assuming the stock's going to go above these amounts within the next, month or so, by the middle of May. Notice it says this is the strike price right here, and this is the last price that the option sold for. So the strike price was 155, and so these people who bought it at 370 are hoping or believing that Johnson and Johnson is going to go above 155 over the next few weeks. And if it does, they could exercise the option. They could buy the 100 shares, or however many contracts you buy times 100. They bought one contract, be 100 shares, for $155. Or they could turn around before the option expires and just sell it. And then the opposite is true for the puts. The puts are the option to sell. They're hoping the price goes down. So the ones that are below 155, they are out of the money. Why would I sell something for $150 when I can sell it for almost 155? Once it goes above 155, then I can put it to somebody. I could sell it to somebody for more than what I could turn around and buy it for. And so you'll see around the strike price, the strike prices around the current price are the ones that move the most. You see these huge gain jumps. So I want you to record that number right there, the $3.89 or the $2.85, and watch it over a week. Now, you don't have to watch it through all 5 trading days. If you do, you'll see that they bounce around quite a bit. And then if we wanted to go take a look at July, we would, ask for, or June, we would ask for June 19th. That's the third Friday in June, or third Friday in July. It's up to you. Don't go too far out because they don't move as quickly. I think MarketWatches is a little bit better. Here's MarketWatch, and again, we've already done our research. We've already found Johnson and Johnson, and now we're looking for the options chains. So here's the options chains for Johnson and Johnson, and what they do, I like, is that they put them side by side. They put the calls and the puts side by side, because that's, you know, it's so confusing. One is an option to buy and the other one's an option to sell, and it drives people insane. And the highlighted are the options that are in the money. So again, if you're below this, here's the price, it's a little under $155. So if you're below $155, you're in the money. And if you're for a call, and if you're above $155, you're out of the money. And the mirror image is what we see for the puts. Anything below the strike price, the current price, any strike price below that is out of the money for puts, and in the money if it's above the strike price, because I can sell to somebody for more than what I could buy it for. And notice that the prices are a little different, aren't they? See, I don't trust these. The prices from the Yahoo and the prices, here's the price, right? Here's the last price and here's the last price. And I just don't trust them. It's hard to trust these numbers. So, because they're different than what they were over on Yahoo. And I think if you were going to buy and sell options, which I hope you don't personally, I would find a good brokerage firm that you trust and deal with them. Okay, so then your assignment is to follow a couple of companies, one more volatile than the other. I chose Procter & Gamble and Google, but you decide which companies you want. And watch what happens to the price of these options as they bounce around like crazy. And that's why these people who will try to sell you a $3,000 trading kit can say, you can make 100% in one day, and they're right. And then the next day you can lose it all. So the first day you start with $100 and then it goes up to $200 the next day, and the next day it goes to zero. That's not investing, dear students. That's speculating. That's gambling. That's trading. If you're going to do it, good luck. I hope you don't, because I don't think it's in your financial best interest. And we want you to be financially prosperous as well as be awesome and be the investment gurus. And as we've said before, instruction about syphilis is not an instruction to get syphilis. Instruction about options, about futures, about shorting, about buying on margin, all these exotic strategies that can make you a lot of money quickly and lose a lot of money quickly are not an instruction to do it. They're an instruction to so you are aware. And remember, you're the investment gurus for your friends and family. So when your brother-in-law, the, you know, self-appointed expert on virtually everything, comes up to you and says, I'm going to be trading options. I just saw this guy. He says he's making 100% of the amount. You're going to be the voice of reason and explain to him or her that she's stupid. They're stupid. No. Don't do it that way. Describe to them that the dangers are real and it's more likely that they're going to lose and they should go out to the casino because it's actually a little more fun, I think. Except I don't go to casino either, so what can I say? All right, have fun, dear students. And remember, it's a bonus assignment. You don't have to do it. It doesn't count against you if you do it, don't do it. And it will count for you if you do.